Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders, and this is Rewind Milwaukee. Wisconsin Eye had a chance this week to talk to a Milwaukee Senator, LaTanya Johnson, about a bill she and others hope would cut the number of, would reduce the number of shootings in her city, Milwaukee. Let's listen to that interview with Senator Johnson on this issue.
What we're seeing in Milwaukee is that you have a lot of individuals that are arrested, 15,000 felony arrests within the city of Milwaukee within a year. A lot of those cases are pleaded down to misdemeanors, and some of these individuals are arrested multiple times. They're never charged with a felony. It's always a misdemeanor. The only thing that prevents you from being a concealed carry holder is if you've been convicted of a felony or domestic violence misdemeanor, and that's prohibited by federal law. What we're trying to get at is those habitual offenders who have had run-ins with the law multiple times, but they don't have anything to disqualify them from being a concealed carry holder. Okay. And even those individuals who are continuously found to be in possession of a gun, which is not a felony, it's only a misdemeanor if that gun isn't being used in a crime. We're trying to get those individuals who have a habitual history with law enforcement from owning and carrying a gun. If after three times of being convicted of a misdemeanor, if you're caught carrying a gun, then it becomes a felony. I'm not anti-gun at all. But sometimes in this environment, it's really difficult to get at any gun legislation because of the circumstances that we live in right now.
Well, from Wisconsin Eye's interviews with Chief Flynn, this is the bill he's been trying to get passed for 3, 4, or 5 years, isn't it, Senator?
It is the bill that he's been trying to get passed. As a matter of fact, I took a stab at the bill last session, but it was worded differently. It was for individuals who had been found guilty of violent misdemeanors.
Okay.
And, you know, but there are some individuals who aren't necessarily being found guilty of violent misdemeanors, but you do see a history. You see an escalation of the crimes that they're being convicted of, and this basically says, per state statute, it already exists that if you are convicted of 3 or more misdemeanors over the course of 5 years, you are considered a habitual criminal, and the penalties can be enhanced.
And just to put this into context, there were about 150 murders in Milwaukee last year in 2016. About 80% of them involved gun deaths, but that's a much, much lower than 716 gun deaths in the city of Chicago. Finally, Senator Johnson has powerful Republican co-sponsors of this bill. Just for example, co-sponsoring the bill, Senator Alberta Darling, a Republican, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, and Republican Representative Joe Sanfilippo. As a Democrat, another Milwaukee Democrat on this bill is State Representative David Bowen. I'm Steve Walders. That's Rewind Milwaukee.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.